Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is U.S. Small Business Administration South Central Regional Administrator Yolanda Garcia Olivares, who is in New Mexico today to honor graduates of a business assistance program for small disadvantaged businesses, SBA 8A Business Development Program. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Hello, Emily. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How did you become the head of the SBA for this region?
Well, actually, I was appointed by the President of the United States, Barack Obama, back in August the 31st of 2009. And so it was a long process that regional administrators generally have to go through. But if the audience are interested in doing this type of job, I will tell you that a lot of the things that I've done is volunteer work. And I was out in my community in various situations. So I think that helped me. And I know finance, my background is in finance. And I worked with small business for a very long time. So, you know, you have to have those special qualities that I'm sure, you, Emily, you have, that you've endured in the support that you're doing right now as well.
So these special qualities was recognized by our president. That's very admirable.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about what is SBA Business Development Program. Are many local businesses aware of this program?
Well, we hope that they are, Emily. We are our agency is an outreach agency where we try to educate the community on the programs and services that the U.S. Small Business Administration offers. And it's a federal agency that our task and our mission is to help small businesses. So we're out doing public events all the time, and we partner with strong partners like the New Mexico University. And I was just having a meeting just yesterday with them in regards to the FAST program that we awarded them, a $50,000 grant. So we hope that small businesses continue to educate themselves of not only being in business, but how to grow their business.
Now, is this for a beginning business, a new business, or an existing small business that can apply?
On the 8A program?
Yes.
Well, the 8A program has been around for a very long time. It's a wonderful program where we actually mentor small businesses for 9 years. And the people that qualify for that are socially and economic disadvantaged small businesses. And we champion them, educate them in to try to compete for federal contracts. And when a small business lands a federal contract, for example, a contract for White Sands, which I was just there this morning. It's a phenomenal instrument of what the federal government is doing in your community. But when they land a contract like that, jobs are created in our community. And so being an 8A contractor can really spur up your business.
I understand there are 5 businesses that are graduating with this program. You're going up to Albuquerque after you leave us here in Las Cruces. And we do have one firm from Las Cruces, the president of Ideals Incorporated, Margaret L. Dubin, who supports activities for forestry. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, Margaret, from my understanding, is an engineer, and she has had landed several federal contracts. And what I'm most proud of is that we're honoring these 5 businesses that were 8A contractors that were part of our program and in our portfolio, is that between all of them, they obtained $102 million worth of federal contracts within the 9 years. So the possibility of you landing a federal contract is very viable. And I'm glad you mentioned that about these 5 individuals, because 3 of them are women. And so I was very proud of that, and when I learned about that as well. And as you know, we promote women businesses, and we're doing more and more. And this administration has really, really focused on making sure that they get their piece of the pie, so to speak, as far as contracts.
So it's for all walks of life, not just Hispanics, not just the Native American. It's many people can apply.
Right. We have veterans that are applying, disabled veterans, and we have the Hub Zone. And the Hub Zone is the challenge communities that we focus on. And we're working with a lot of community leaders. We're working with mayors. As a matter of fact, on my trip, I have two scheduled meetings with two different mayors from two different cities. And what we want to do is there's a lot of challenged neighborhoods that small businesses are in those neighborhoods. And if the small businesses are listening right now, they need to know that there's a possibility that they are in a hub zone area where they can qualify for federal contracting. And I will tell you that that title, if you're a hub zone, is very unique sometimes, and federal agencies are constantly calling our offices asking where these hub zone firms are. So the buying power and the opportunity is a little bit bigger than other sources. So I just want to put that on people's radar.
Does it matter what type of a business one has that you can apply for it?
That's a very good question, Emily. Thank you for asking that, because that's very important. I mean, we talk about the construction business, the manufacturing business. We're talking about health and services, the consulting businesses. And if you look at the five individuals there, you know, they have various businesses that they've applied for with federal contracting. The engineer business, I mean, the industries are limited, and there's codes that are available. And our district office that I want to mention is very attuned to what contracts are taking place within our local communities as well as the region, and can help small business identify with that.
Where is the district office?
The district office is in Albuquerque, and you can always go to our website, which is sba.gov, or you can call our district office, which is 505-248-8225. So it's 505-248-8225, and someone there in the local office will answer the phone and kind of direct you where you need to be as well.
Well, Yolanda, you've mentioned some of the benefits for the program, but what are the top benefits of applying to this program?
Well, I think the top benefit is that your business will grow. Certainly for our community, when you have a small business, as I mentioned earlier, the benefit for our community, for a small business to get a federal contract, our jobs are created. And, you know, we have small businesses that are graduating in the next coming days. They will still be able to compete in the federal contracting arena, but they just will not be able to be identified as 8A firms. So the benefit is that you have that strong relationship, and you're diversifying your business. You know, small businesses have the private sector that they rely on, but they can also rely on the federal government. And if I can just speak about the private sector, which is extremely important, this administration has really focused on, we have prime contractors like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Bell Helicopters, but we have other big businesses like Toyota, UPS, and these are just some of the many businesses that are also looking for small businesses to certainly give them a private contract. And this administration has worked very hard to partner with like Southwest, American Airlines, and making them focus stronger on small businesses and giving those contracts to small businesses because they're in our community. And let me just say that the big corporations, they've been very user-friendly with small businesses. But I think that for us as an agency, we've partnered with them a little bit more stronger this year.
And the university here, New Mexico State University, and then there's UNM up in Albuquerque. And so the students who are in business administration learn a lot about these small business programs. But people who have not maybe received a degree in business administration, how can they find out more?
Well, basically, you can certainly call our office. Our district office is always ready to help youth that, or intern students that, you know, are looking for their degree or don't want to go to college but want to be entrepreneurs. And we have startup information through our website, but we also have the small business development centers. They're all across New Mexico, as well as our women's centers, where actually the event is going to take place on honoring our 8A firms. So WES, which is very strong here in New Mexico, it's our women's centers as well as our SCORE chapters. They can all help and assist someone that wants to start their business. And that's what it's all about, to champion that creative thinking, the thinking outside the box. I want to just say, too, that the Small Business Administration, we help develop Costco. I mean, we have the SBIC, which is the angel investors, and we invested in that business. We invested in Apple. That's another one that we did. Hewlett-Packard was another one that started with our agency, and we made them a small investment angel loan. And so our agency has been around since 1953. It's an agency that has been very focused on small businesses, but more importantly, connecting with our communities.
And do you have a lot of trainings? I know you have some education for the people who are participants of the small business program, but what about workshops to get people interested, especially women? You said you were proud about the fact that there were 3 out of 5 are women who received a graduate.
They are. Well, I want to just give a big compliment to Agnes Noon, who is the director of WES. She certainly has done a considerable amount of training for our women's centers here, but also Russell Warnick, who is the director of the Small Business Development Centers. And both of these individuals, through their leadership, we've done some extraordinary training. But also want to compliment Carrie Hurd, who is our deputy director. She has spearheaded this year our district office. And I want to say, on an estimate, we've probably done well over 400 events here in the New Mexico, all over the state, where we've done training, we've done meetings to educate the community about the programs and services we've done.
Let's go back to when you were growing up in Corpus Christi. Did you see yourself in this capacity?
No, not at all.
What was your
passion? Not at all. It's really funny. People have different ways of growing up. I grew up with a family of 9. And I had 6 brothers and 2 sisters. And my mom always raised us to help each other. And so that was instilled in me. And I pretty much forgot about it from, you know how you get into your teen years all the way up to 25. And it was all about me and focusing on my career. But I turned the corner when I had my daughter. I was 32 years old, and I realized that I had to make my community a better community. So I started volunteering. Most people do it the opposite. I started volunteering when I had my daughter, and it just escalated. I just made a good reputation for myself of a person that gets things done, and I volunteered at the university. I was on the hospital board, and it's just, but no, that I saw myself, oh, yes, I'm going to be a president appointee. It's been an honor to serve our president. We've done some amazing things. And if I can say this, Emily, I'm really proud of our record. The 8A firms and our federal contracting, we did, since this administration started, $620 billion worth of federal contracts have been awarded to small business. $620 billion with a B. And we've done $125 billion more than the last administration. And we've done that because people like yourself have taken the time to know about and hear about our story and what we're doing, but also have partnered very strongly with our federal agencies. And today I was just with General Timothy Cullen in White Sands that runs that facility, and he was very accommodating but very kind as to how we can do better and do more federal contracts here in Las Cruces and in New Mexico. So we're all working together trying to push our country forward and make it better for our small businesses and our communities.
Well, I really thank you for coming out and talking to us about the Business Assistance Program for Small Disadvantaged Businesses, SBA 8A, and getting started as a volunteer can get you places.
It really can. It really can. I'm a true testimony for that.
Thank you. Again, Yolanda Garcia Olivares, U.S. Small Business Administration South Central Regional Administrator. Thank you for joining me on Puentes. You are a bridge to the community.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Emily. Thank you for hosting me.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.